Part 11. 1. Miscalculation.
Here's your change, sir.
I think I've been shortchanged. I gave you a $500 note, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. I've made a mistake. Here's the correct change. Would you double check it?
2. Delay. When will my name seal be ready? I've waited for half an hour.
I'm sorry, sir. Unfortunately, the engraver hasn't shown up yet. Would you mind coming back later?
How is my name seal?
It's ready, sir. We're terribly sorry for the delay.
3. Mistaken goods. This pair of shoes is not what I bought. I think your sales girl has made a mistake.
I'm awfully sorry, sir. Would you show me which pair you bought? I promise it will not happen again.
4. Deteriorated goods. I bought a pickled cucumber from you yesterday, but I think it has gone bad.
That's most unusual. We have very strict quality control. We'll exchange it for you right away, sir. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We'll look into the matter.
Part 12. 1. An impatient customer. Hurry up, please. You're too slow. Could you let me pay first? I've only got a few items.
I'm sorry for keeping you waiting, sir. But I must deal with each guest by turn. Please wait for a while. I'll be with you as soon as possible.
2. A persistent customer. I'll take this ring.
Thank you very much, sir. It is 250, please.
Here you are. Can you tell me your name?
Jenny.
What a nice name, Jenny. Let's have a drink tonight.
I'm sorry. We can't accept customers' invitation.
Call me John. We're friends, aren't we?
We want to be friends with all our customers.
Then do come out tonight.
May I bring my husband too, sir?
3. A nitpicking customer.
Can I try this on?
Sure, madam.
It's fine. Can you give me a new one?
They're all new, madam.
But I want a packed one.
Just a moment, please. I'll check it for you. Here you are.
The color seems different.
I think it's due to the lighting. Would you come here and check again?
I don't think so. Can you give me another one?
Certainly, madam. Here you are.
See, the hemlines are uneven. Please give me another one.
I'm sorry. It's all we have, madam.
Then I'm not going to buy.
I'm sorry I couldn't be of any help, madam. Part 13. 1. A rude sales girl.
Is there anything wrong, sir?
Are you the supervisor? I wonder what kind of service you are providing.
Would you please come to my office and tell me what happened?
It's the girl in the jewelry department. I told her to take out a necklace. She's just ignoring me.
I'm sorry, sir. But I'm sure she didn't mean it. She just didn't understand you correctly.
But why didn't she ask for help?
I'll remind her. We're terribly sorry for upsetting you.
2. Wrong price.
Why $70? You've marked 50 on the shelf.
I'm sorry, madam. It's the price shown on the computer.
That's cheating. I'm only buying it because you offer a special price.
Just a moment, please. I'll get the manager. Can I help you, madam?
Your price on the computer didn't match with the one marked on the shelf.
I'm extremely sorry, madam. We forgot to remove the sales tag. We'll charge you the reduced price. Sorry to have troubled you. 3. Complaints by phone. ABC Department Store, I would like to speak to your manager.
Would you please hold on? I'm sorry, sir. Our manager is not in the shop. Can I do anything for you?
No, I want to speak to him directly.
Just a minute, please. I'll try to locate him. Sorry, sir, he could not be contacted. Would you like to speak to our supervisor?
All right.
Can I help you, sir?
I've bought a TV from your company. You've promised to deliver it on Monday. But I waited for a whole day and no one showed up. I called the shop, but the sales girl was very rude. I want to lodge a strong complaint.
I'm extremely sorry, sir. I'll look into the matter right away. Would you please give me your name and telephone number? I'll call you back as soon as possible.
This is Bruce, and my number is 2222-4784.
This is ABC Department Store. May I speak to Mr. Bruce, please?
Speaking.
Mr. Bruce, I'm sorry for the delay of delivery. It's because we have changed the schedule, and the person responsible forgot to inform you. We have warned persons concerned, including the sales girl on the phone. Shall we rearrange the delivery date at your convenience?
Part 14. 1. Giving directions. Where is the menswear department?
It's on the third floor, sir.
Is there any public telephone here?
Yes. It's just over there, behind the escalator.
Can you tell me where the nearest bank is?
Yes, sure. You turn left at the entrance, then go straight ahead until you reach the first traffic light, and then turn right. You'll see a barber shop, and the bank is opposite to the shop.
2. Shopping guide. Where can I buy red beans?
You can find them in most Chinese grocery shops or even at the supermarket.
Are there any nearby?
There's one in the basement, sir. You just go ahead and take the escalator.
Thank you very much. You've been so helpful.
You're welcome, sir.
3. Scenic spots. I'll take this shirt.
Thank you very much, sir.
By the way, I want to go to the beach tomorrow. Can you recommend one for me?
I see. Then I suggest the Repulse Bay. It is the most beautiful beach in Hong Kong, and there are many facilities.
Very well. But how do I get there?
You can either take a taxi or go by bus.
I prefer to go by bus. Can you show me how to get there by bus?
Just take the MTR to Central. Follow the instructions to the Exchange Square bus terminal and take bus number 6. Ask the driver to drop you off.
Thank you very much for your information. You have been very helpful.
You're welcome, sir.
Part 15. 1. Thank you for shopping with us.
Here's your change, sir. Thank you for shopping with us. Please come again.
Thank you. 2. About ordering. When will it be ready?
It takes about 3 days, sir. Please bring along your receipt when you collect it. Or would you give me your telephone number? I will call you when it is ready.